We got a very important message in from Adam Dermot on 0874100102. He's a good man, Adam. He held down the microphone in his WhatsApp 0874100102. But he's not a happy good man.
Well, lads, two things I want to point out that I'm sick of people saying. One is 100%, and the other one is to be fair. To be fair and 100% are after creeping into people's vocabulary, and my God, it's so annoying. They cannot say a sentence without, to be fair now, your man was sound, 100% going out tonight. So annoying. Tell me I'm imagining this, or am I right?
God, I have to say, not only do I use to be fair, but I abbreviate it to TBF in text messages.
As long as you're doing it just in text messages and not in conversations.
Oh, no, I'm not saying TBF in conversations.
TBF, I don't think you should do that.
100%. I don't know why. I mean, that's been kind of around forever. I don't know if that would annoy me as much as someone saying, to be fair.
Well, sometimes, you know, society as a whole latches on. Like, the whole country at one point didn't say bye-bye at the end of a phone call. But now everybody does. There's actually another one I've noticed, not kind of regular Joe Soaps. It's politicians. If you listen to politicians on the radio in particular, are on television, and they're talking, you know, trying to give their opinion across, and all of them are saying, let me be absolutely clear, and then they proceed to be unclear. So somebody said it at some point, now they're all being, let me be absolutely clear. I have no idea what I'm going to say here, but let me be clear about that.
What do you think? Is Adam right? Is 100% and to be fair, creeping into people's vocab too much, or is there something else that you hear regularly that absolutely freaks you out?
Thanking you.
You can let
people
us know.
People who say thanking you need a slap. Someone says, lad, the lamb of suffering, it's near been said in mass, boys. People may be stopped. Whole place has gone mad for lad.
That's so true.
And Lorraine in Longford says, I can't stand the new trend of saying sixth instead of sixth. I think Chris Tarrant started on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It drives me crazy. Even Irish media are saying it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people creeping into the 6th Brigade.
Well, I think people from the North.
Oh, they say it.
Yeah. I remember George Hamilton, when he was commentating on the soccer matches, he used to always say 6th.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're from a country where that's what they say, I think that's cool. I think it's the fact you've said 6th your whole life and then you start saying 6th to try and improve your status or something. We sent Sean out in the streets of Dublin to find other words that people hate.
About a year ago, I adopted the phrase, thanks a mil. And I hate it so much. I say it in emails, in texts, in person. I'll like order my coffee. Can I get an Americano? Yeah, thanks a mil. Oh, thanks a mil.
I think it's a real country saying. It's I will no more. Like, I will no more. You won't what? What? Just say you won't. Do you know what I mean?
A phrase or a word that people says that you hate.
I hate when people are going away on holidays and they're like, oh, I'm going on me holly bops.
So I hate when people from Dublin or Ireland move away to England or whatever and they live there for a couple of years, and when they come back, they have this English twang to their accent and they use English words because they've been around those people. And like, my nana's from England and I love her English words and English accent, but I don't like people who are from Dublin and their accent changes when they move away and they say all these mad words and it really annoys me a lot.
No, I just hate when people text you like with like just like a K and a full stop or okay. Or I don't even mind if they say O-K-A-Y, like the full word, okay. But just the O and the K, it just is too passive aggressive. I just don't like it. Just almost as bad as the thumbs up emoji.
Oh, I love the thumbs up emoji.
Dermot's
so
fluent.
Quick.
Yeah, he's fluent in the thumbs up emoji.
Just bang, done.
Yes, if he's really interested in what you're saying, because one thumbs up emoji means whatever, he's not even read it. Two is, he's actually paying attention, he's definitely into it.
Throwing a smiley face, I'm fully engaged.
That guy in the middle who was a bit annoyed at people who go away to, you know, on other countries and come back with phrases like, I don't really know what he's talking about. I mean, I spent a couple of weeks in Oz and nothing rubbed off of me whatsoever.
Yeah. Can I have another fly? Please. 6. Regina says, lads, the word physicality in sports programming has creeped in over the last few years and it wrecks my head. All the analysts say it in every second sentence. It's so annoying. I can't wait to see you on Saturday night in Kilkenny. Thanks, Regina. We'll look forward to it. And we're looking forward to the physicality on the night.
Darren, what do you hate?
Lads, what I absolutely hate is all these D4 kind of heads going around going, well, like him, you know what I mean? Like, me and Quinton, like him. We had this, right?
Me and Quinton. Sean, you're saying earlier on that you're guilty of like.
Not anymore. It's gone out of my vocabulary.
He's trying to unlike himself.
Yeah. Pacifically instead of specifically.
In emails, when you get the old
Hey there, I'm just touching base.
Another one does me head in. People from the Dunleary type area going, sorry about that.
Ah, lads, the one that kills me is all that jazz.
Lads, when people say, thank you so much, it sounds overly thankful. Look, I just passed you the remote control.
Alan said this to us.
Well, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, what? What is at the end of the day? What?
Lisa.
Oh, good girl. Good girl. I'm 23 years of age. Will you leave us alone?
And Melissa.
What about when people are speaking to babies and they say, is you hungry? Instead of, are you hungry? Or, are you thirsty? Is you a hungry baby? Is you a thirsty baby?
Chris has been on to us.
This lad, you've opened a can of worms there. Thanking you absolutely wrecks my head. And Hollyers, it's holidays.
Yeah, holidays is causing a lot of problems. Listen to Leslie.
Hollybops. Like, what even is that? It's not as abbreviation. It takes longer to say probably than holiday. Stop using it. It's not a word. Stop. Hollybops. Jesus.
I don't know where hollybops came from. It's kind of, I think people think they're cute when they're saying it. Like, oh, no, me hollybops.
They definitely
like,
do.
It's in the same class as drinky poo or something.
Yeah. Do you know something that actually, like, I physically, physically recoil when I hear this. When someone walks up and goes, hey, how's you? How's you? Like, I don't know if it's just in Dublin, but when I hear that, I'm like, I is fine. Like, what? How are you? It's not any longer than how's you.
Ron has a good one. He says, lads, to be fair, 100% is very annoying, but the worst by far is when people say, he turned around and said, and then she turned around and said, why are all these people spinning around before talking to each other? Bites me crackers.
Lorraine's on the phone. Hey, Lorraine.
Hi. Hi, lads.
What boils your blood?
Oh, the word hi. I hate it. Huh? As in, like, up in the north, it's normal to end your sentences with hi.
Oh, it's like Ballymena, hey.
Okay, so hi. Oh, stop. It's like, that'll do, hi. Okay, so hi. And I was like, who's, hello? I just thought they were just saluting people. And I'm like, why is everyone saying hi to everyone else? I couldn't really cop it. And then my boyfriend was saying to me, he goes, no. He said, that's just how we talk up here.
I was going to say, why are you so exposed to this, hi?
That'll do, hi.
And what part of the country is your boyfriend living in or from?
He's up in Derry.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. See, yeah. I don't know if that's like something they just decided to say. I think there's so many people, some sort of cavern northwards, say hi at the end.
Doesn't mean it's not annoying, like, just because it's part of their lexicon.
Well, I think sometimes as well, there are some of us cultures who like to out-culture all the other cultures by saying things, like adding things into, like the lad and all those kind of things. So, to kind of say where we're from.
He does get annoyed at me when I always end a sentence with like, because I do say like a lot.
Right.
So I suppose he pays back the favour with hi.
Well, if your relationship can survive the like and the hi, well, then maybe you're doing okay.
I'd say so, hopefully.
And just stop saying like, hey.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Good luck.
Thanks a million, lads.
Bye. LOL really annoys Maria in Galway. I don't mind it in a text, but in a conversation, come on.
Is LOL not dead?
No, like Maria tells her daughter a funny story and she just says, LOL. Like, says LOL.
Paul says super in front of every second word. Oh, it was super cool.
Oh my God, my two twin daughters. Everything. I don't know where they picked it up from. Must be some American TV show. But like, how was school today, guys? And like, one of them will just go, it was super fun. I'm like, what? Why are you saying this?